This is how it ends. The Earth envelops me, with all her eons, all her 4.5 billion years. Her weight presses down upon me, steadily and without pity, like the beating of her blazing heart. Laws that spare no one, the dawn of life and its dusk. I am in her power, an insect in her dark, velvety palm. I try to move my head, but it doesn't budge. I open my eyes and close them, full of darkness once again. Best to keep them closed, to concentrate on just doing that. Don't think. Don't let my mind wander to the thought that I'm dead, that this is what it's like to be dead. It's not an unreasonable conclusion to draw, and it would solve a lot. Spare me the decisions, be a perfect excuse not to face the things I've done. No more sleepless nights, no more tears, no more regret. Nothing. Never. Not ever again. Dust I am, and to dust I shall return. But my mind refuses to let go. It continues its obsessive maundering about the end of the world, projecting images of houses crumbling into black fissures, hovering for a moment on the brink before sinking slowly sideways, settling into the fire with a heavy sigh. Furniture, paintings, photo albums, pianos, microwaves, everything vanishes under the black tongue that protrudes from this red jaw, slithers across the land and destroys everything in its path. All the memories and caresses, the children's drawings, and dutifully vacuumed carpets. Everything submits to its insatiable hunger and vanishes into the darkness. It's beautiful, don't you think? Your voice echoes in my head as though you're right here beside me. Your face glows with childlike enthusiasm. You smile at me, and your eyes are full of laughter. My mind knows it's an illusion, knows you're not here. But my heart sinks with joy anyway, then breaks in that self-same moment. But at least I got to love. Stop this, I say to myself. Stop reminiscing and remembering and missing. Stop hyperventilating and wasting what little oxygen you have left. Be rational, woman. Put that brilliant mind of yours to use. Homo sapiens, you, the so-called crown of creation. What good is logic to you now? Here you lie, curled like a worm in the womb of the earth, a mouse beneath the moss, an overgrown brain swollen with memories and facts and regrets, formulas and decimals and information and dreams, your worst presumption being that you could differentiate them, that you, in your great wisdom, would be able to fathom the universe. You, who couldn't even understand your own heart, its simple, universal laws. This is where it ends, but it's not where it began. It all started last winter. Remember?